from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Subur.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Richard Carrington, age 54 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is 10/29/59. My age is 54. I went to South Hills High School, which is now Brashear High School. And back at that time, the schools were divided. There was a white side to the school and a black side to the school because that was happening during the time that the country was fighting racism and changing. And a lot of the times growing up in Bel Subur at that time was the struggle between black and white. A lot of riots took place back in our communities. You very rarely ever saw any racial interaction, which now if you look at it, there's very little distinction with the youth today. They really don't care much about the color of a person's skin. It's the content of their heart. So that's what I'd say would be one of the biggest changes in the community from then to now. When I had my first job, I was 14 years old. I worked at Southside Hospital as an x-ray technician until they found out I was 14 when I had to turn in my Social Security card about a month after they hired me. I was 20 years old when I joined the Army. I had already spent 4 years in college. At that particular point, I left high school early, attended Carnegie Mellon University. Left there, I went to University of Pittsburgh for 1 year, and at that point, I was pretty tired of school, so I joined the Army. I was one of the first blacks in military intelligence at that time and finished up a 15-year career in the military in 92, teaching at the United States Army Intelligence School in Fort Devens, Massachusetts. I was a senior instructor my last 3 years in the military. From there, I opened up my house as a safe house for young men in the community. That's when gangs were prevalent here in the city of Pittsburgh. Gangs began to get prevalent around 92, 93. A lot of the young men from the community used to come to my house for either rest or guidance. The experiences that made me want to get back to my community started with mainly the need. There was a need in the community. At that time, I was a disabled vet, so I didn't have a job. I was recovering from my third surgery on my back, and the young people from the community started hanging out, and I realized at that point God had intended for me to work with young people. Then around 96, my daughter was born, and I realized that one day she's going to be of age in this community, so something needed to be in the community, and if it was going to happen, I needed to create it. So in 96, I officially made Voices Against Violence an official organization based on the birth of my daughter and the need for her to have something when she grew up. We've been going strong ever since then, so this is our 17th year of running this camp. We're primarily working in the South Pittsburgh communities at this time. We have 280 kids registered in camp this particular summer. We use community members to service the camp and the youth within the community. We try and do our best with bringing on high school graduates who are on their way to college so that they have some funds to go off to college with, and they also have an opportunity to give back to their community as well. The justice system sends all the youth who have community service to our organization, and we have an evening piece that takes place Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., working with our youth offenders. Primarily being a single father raising kids for the past 30 years, it's just been a natural fit for me to work with the youth and bring the youth into the house and help those who are in need. The world is yours to achieve, and the only person that stops you from reaching your goal would be you. Society no longer is in a position to hold you down. You have the power to become and do and be anything that you want to be. So I would say your diligence is one of the things that you would have to continue to work on. Education is of utmost importance. My biggest advice to you would be to seek out your Creator, find out what His intent is for you, and then to follow that path, and you will then come to find out that work never was intended to be work, that every day that you wake up, you want to be where you're at, remembering daily that you're blessed and that you have an obligation to re-bless. And that's when you become a success in life.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Jordan Dennis and Kevin Jordan. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.